I am here with BYU Idaho's devotional speaker, Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. How are you doing today?
Just terrific.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you've been at BYU Idaho a couple of times now.
I have.
Yeah. And what do you like about coming to, about BYU Idaho?
Well, the students are just absolutely fantastic. And the spirit that is here is exceptional. And it's always, all of us love to come to BYU Idaho.
Well, you got lucky with the weather today. So
the weather's lovely.
Yeah. And like I mentioned before, you are the devotional speaker. And your title of the talk is Out of Obscurity, How Merciful the Lord Has Been. And a lot of your talk focuses on church history. And why did you choose to talk on this topic?
The main theme is that coming out of obscurity, we've done that in so many areas, and it's well known in media and with people that are in significant positions. The population has grown so much. It's a little less well known how much has happened in church history. We think of church history as something that's old.
Yeah.
But so much of what has occurred is recent because of the Joseph Smith papers.
Yeah.
And so that was the purpose a bit, but the main purpose was to have kind of the beginning of the saints, our new narrative history, that'll be released September 4th. And this is the first place we've talked about it. There will be a release on September 4th. And then in the face-to-face that I'll be doing from Nauvoo with two church historians, we'll have more of it. And then everybody will have the book. So it's a chance to kind of open up the understanding, hey, we've got a wonderful new book and narrative history coming out, and it's going to be in September.
Yeah, and you also mentioned some of the works that have been published by the church recently. What are some of those that you'll be mentioning?
Well, we've had a lot on, for instance, women's history.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the first 50 years of the Relief Society and women at the pulpit. And so we've had some that have been on women's history. But we've had just a lot of other things that have been going on. The church history has made it possible for Family Search to send to people that are descendants of earlier pioneers information that helps them. There's just a lot of things in church history that are really being enlarged and strengthened, and they're really blessing people.
Absolutely. And for you, I've noticed that you are really into family history.
Yes.
And what is something that attracts you to it, and what is something that, why are you so passionate about it?
Well, family history, and I am passionate about it, but so is President Nelson and the general authorities. And those who are on the other side of the veil are as important as those on this side of the veil. Mm-hmm. And as President Nelson says, we have to do all of the ordnance work for those on this side of the veil, and on that, they need to do it on this side, and for all those on the other side of the veil. And we have absolute responsibility.
Yeah.
We, without our deceased ancestors, cannot be made perfect. And so family history, we do it better when we know their stories, but ultimately we need to do their ordinances. We need to begin with the end in mind, and that's to do ordinance work.
Yeah. I remember when I was little, my grandma, she loves family history, and I would just be in the computers where they would have like those scrolls, and I would just read people's, you know, accounts and stories, and I was just so fascinated that I was reading history written by them, and that was just fascinating to me.
And that's very important, because young people are as good at this, in fact, better than older people, and it's been a major interest of young people in the church. And I think this spirit of Elijah, and we know that that's the Holy Ghost, is working on lots of people.
And while I was reading your talk, I think something that was interesting that I took away from it was not only the importance of doing family history, but also keeping my own account of my own life, and keeping a journal and keeping a record for my, you know, posterity and my future children. Why do you think that it should be important for people to keep journals and all that?
When we see the impact that people feel the spiritual impact when they're reading about their ancestors, our ancestors will have the same feeling.
Yeah.
And it isn't just the senior church leaders. In fact, in many ways, it's the members who share very special spiritual experiences or hardships they've overcome. They really can inspire future generations, say, my ancestors did hard things. Yeah. I can do hard things.
Yeah. Absolutely. And is there, you talked a little bit about Saints, which is a work that's been going to be released. Can you explain just a little bit more about what it is?
It's the first volume. There'll be four volumes, and this will be the history of the church until Nauvoo, 1846. And then there'll be a second volume that'll go up to the Salt Lake Temple, and a third volume that'll go up to the Swiss Temple in 1955, mm-hmm. and then a fourth volume. But this first one is so precious. It goes, you know, from the first beginnings of the church and first vision through Kirtland and to Nauvoo. Yeah. So it is a really important period of the church. I just added into my talk just a few minutes ago, I think your listeners need to know that this narrative history is absolutely factual. If it says it was raining on a certain day, we have historical evidence that it was raining on that day.
Yeah.
So while it's written narratively, mm-hmm. It's actual history.
No, that's exciting, and I'm excited to read it. And for the people that will be listening to your message today, what do you hope they take away from it?
I hope they will, one, have a great desire to read this narrative history and to study this narrative history when it comes out, the Saints. So I think that would be one that I would hope. And the second would be that when they have questions, that they would go to Joseph Smith Papers, the Joseph Smith Papers, mm-hmm. .org, that they would go to authentic sources,
yeah.
And get correct information. We now know more than we've ever known before, and that's really, really important. We don't know all of the historical details of everything. We don't pretend to. And I quote Elder Maxwell, we don't even have in the four Gospels about the Savior. They're not exactly all the mm-hmm. same, but what's important is the Savior was resurrected.
Yeah.
And here the important thing is the church was restored.
No, absolutely. And I think while I was reading again your talk, it just reminded me of what a blessing it is to have such the accessibility to do family history and to be able to just sit in our computers or from our phones and just be like, oh, I can do work for my ancestors. And I think that's such an amazing blessing that we have.
It's amazing. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to have a chance to visit with you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so thrilled to be here.
We're looking forward to your talk. Thank you.
Thank you.